Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
How does essentially the beer of Ireland screw up St. Paddy's Day? Do you do the Guinness thing? Do you enjoy a Guinness?
Well, people tell me that I will, but I'm afraid of it because it's so dark and it looks thick and it looks like if I drank it, I'll feel like I ate a loaf of bread. But I hear that it's lighter than it looks.
And that's exactly what I tell everybody all the time. I don't drink a lot of Guinness, but I do enjoy it. And for me, when I first tried it, I thought the same thing. It is such a dark beer that you think it's going to be almost like drinking syrup or something.
Yeah.
It's not. It is surprisingly light when
I've
you drink it.
Never had a Guinness.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe
tomorrow
yeah,
on St. Paddy's Day.
Tomorrow would work. It's a perfect time.
Although, maybe, actually not.
I've served a lot of Guinnesses.
I'm sure you have.
Can I?
Well, can you tell me then? Or no, you wouldn't pour. You just serve. What?
No,
apparently,
I pour.
But there's a very specific way to do a Guinness. No.
You have to do it halfway, and then you give it a second. Is that what it is? And then I've never been taught. I was in Midland most of my bartending years, so I don't know that we had a very specific way to. All draft beer, there's a technique to it, obviously.
Sure.
But
I've been told that there's a guy whose job it is to go around from pub to pub. The world round,
yeah,
and make sure that the Guinness is being poured properly.
Sure,
I don't know if that's urban
Guinness
legend or not.
Guinness created him because that has to be a thing, right?
Right,
big deal.
When you get a Guinness over at McCabe's, sometimes when they pour, they will put a little shamrock into the foam. They do a very nice job there. I like that touch. Yeah,
that's impressive.
It is very impressive, but they're an Irish pub, so anyway. So maybe we'll wait for your first Guinness because I'm kind of annoyed with them right now. They put up an ad, oh my goodness, in preparation for St. Paddy's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the ad shows, the title of it says Preferred Foliage, March 16th. And it's got the outline of a Canadian flag or a maple leaf. And then beside it, March 17th, it's got the national symbol of Ireland.
Which is the shamrock.
Yes.
Right.
Except Guinness made a little bit of a boo-boo, and people jumped on it immediately. Now, you can see this picture on our Twitter feed, at Country1067. It'd be interesting to see, and I'll be honest, I didn't know that the mistake had been made, but Twitter jumped all over it. I thought if anyone would be able to get a shamrock right, it would be Guinness Canada. I guess not. Should be a shamrock, not a clover, says somebody else on Twitter.
Oh, dear.
So they put up,
what the hell's the difference?
They put up a four-leaf clover. But it should have been a three-leaved shamrock. Yeah. The four-leaf clover is a symbol of good luck, right? But Guinness got it wrong. The actual symbol of Ireland should be a shamrock, three leaves, not a clover with four.
And maybe they were feeling lucky.
Maybe they were
just feeling extra lucky.
Well, they're not so lucky now because, unfortunately, they've had to apologize for the ad that they put up. As Canadians, we will say sorry and let you know we are removing the posters immediately. We wish you the very best for a happy and safe St. Patrick's Day.
I felt like we were learning. I go to my kids' class, and last week before March break, that we were learning about, you know, Ireland and St. Patrick's Day, and we watched this little movie about leprechauns, and then my son was like, we should go outside and find four-leaf clovers. And everything was muddy and mushy, and there's dog poop all over the place. And I was like, why don't we go look for a leprechaun and a pot of gold? Then we don't have to move over the dog bombs.
That's not a bad idea.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.